This next segment might be a good one for you jazz fans out there. It's not uncommon for twins to have their own private language. Much less common, though, is when that language becomes a musical calling and a shared career. Our next guest fits sort of a rare bill. They're twins, not long out of the Juilliard School in New York, and together they've headlined some of the biggest venues in jazz, including the Blue Note, Jazz at Lincoln Center, the Kennedy Center, New Orleans Jazz Festival, and many more. Tonight, Peter and Will Anderson play at the Crater Performing Arts Center in Central Point. Details on that are coming up, but first, the Exchange Studios are in for a real treat. Peter Anderson on the clarinet. Welcome to the Exchange. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Actually, it's Will Anderson on the clarinet.
It's a Will.
Yes.
I would add, in my defense, you guys look identical. You're both wearing blue button-up shirts.
And, sorry about that.
And you both play wind instruments. So Will Anderson on the clarinet. Thanks for being here. Let's try that
thank
again.
Thank you, Emily.
And Peter Anderson on the saxophone. Thank you for being
thanks,
here.
Thanks, Emily.
All right. So tell us how you got into jazz music. Obviously, you've been friends a long time.
Right. Well, my brother and I both started playing the clarinet in the fourth grade. We grew up in Bethesda, Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C. And our parents are not musicians, but they did hip us to a movie called The Benny Goodman Story, and it was all about Benny Goodman's life. And with it, they gifted us the soundtrack to the movie.
Like on a CD?
Yeah, on a CD, exactly. I'm not old enough for records, but it was CDs at that point. Yeah, we just started kind of playing along with the CD and learning all the songs. So I think Benny Goodman was kind of our first love. And from there, it grew to people like Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Charlie Parker, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald. And you did have reason to be confused in the beginning because both of us play clarinet and saxophone.
Uh-huh.
So at any given moment, we may be holding the opposite one.
Right.
So you may have had down that I play the saxophone, which I do, but right now I'm holding the clarinet.
And I'm inclined to be apologetic because obviously mixing one person up for another is a little bit insulting, but you guys seem actively engaged in subterfuge right now. You are both wearing blue and you're identical. So can you imagine, throw this one to Peter on the saxophone. Hey, Peter, can you imagine playing with anyone other than your brother? Will you, you know, always play as a duo?
Yeah, well, my brother and I are now living in New York and, you know, fortunate to have some of the best musicians in any style of music in New York, but mostly jazz. And so we get to play with a lot of great professionals. But I think, I think my brother and I have something special playing together for so many years. We've got some chemistry, knowing what the other one's going to do and just being friends and working together and having similar musical tastes. So that's what makes our group special, I think.
And Will, some of the influence you mentioned there, Benny Goodman getting you guys started, also Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Charlie Parker, all this, you can hear it in your music. It's not a genre or a period of time that tends to attract a big audience of young people. You guys are both certainly younger. How do you think performers and promoters could get young people back into jazz, you know, kind of back where it started, which was kind of a hip thing?
Right. I think that's a great question. It's definitely something that we're constantly thinking about. But, you know, I think within New York City, which is such a rich environment for this music, there are definitely lots of kids going into jazz music. Kind of college and university jazz program is kind of like a booming phenomenon among academic circles. So there's even, you know, more than ever, there's more students now studying jazz, not only to be a performer, but to study jazz as an idiom, almost like, what academics do now and study classical music. It's kind of being put up on a pedestal with classical music, which is a great thing. Now there's a huge program in New York City called Jazz at Lincoln Center. It's led by Wynton Marsalis, where there's dedicated venues just for jazz music. And it's being, you know, kind of propped up on a, like I said, like a pedestal. And I think it's a great thing. So hopefully that change kind of spreads from New York elsewhere.
Well, do you think we could maybe knock it off the pedestal a little bit here this morning and hear from you guys on the program? Do you have something prepared to play for us?
Yeah, sure. We're going to start off by playing a 12-bar blues, which is kind of the, you know, the most important form in jazz music. And we lost one of our best and prolific jazz composers about 2 years ago, a pianist named Horace Silver, who was very influenced by Duke Ellington, who I mentioned before. So we're going to play a Horace Silver composition. This is a blues entitled Doodlin'.
All right. Will and Peter Anderson here in the studio with some jazz music. Will Anderson on the clarinet, Peter Anderson on the saxophone. Blues there, played by Peter and Will Anderson, just for us here on the Jefferson Exchange. They are a jazz duo, and they're playing tonight in Central Point at the Crater Performing Arts Center, 7 p.m., very reasonable price of admission on all ages show. Is there a trio going on tonight?
Our guitarist will be with us tonight. He couldn't make it this morning because he's asleep. As I mentioned, my brother and I are from New York City, and we brought one of the finest young guitarists in New York today. His name's Alex Wintz. He attended Berkeley. He attended the Juilliard School, and he tours all around the world with some top artists. So we're really lucky to have him, and whoever comes to the concert is in for a treat for some great guitar playing as well.
All right. And, you know, that piece you just played, composed by Horace Silver, I'm sure it joins a long list of music that you guys play that is really imbued with a lot of history. How do you get as far removed from a time and place and a culture in which something was composed and then still play it with authenticity?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, there's actually kind of a bit of a movement going on right now in New York with traditional jazz, kind of the style of Louis Armstrong, Fats Waller, people like Bessie Smith, among young people. They're really listening to these old recordings of jazz, kind of, you know, like the Dixieland, New Orleans jazz styles, and they're imitating it. They're dressing up in old-fashioned garb, and they're kind of recreating the whole environment and experience. So I think when we perform, we're not really going for that. We're not trying to recreate it exactly, but we're trying to kind of put together what we've learned about all these different artists. So, you know, if you love Horace Silver, you have to love Fats Waller, Thelonious Monk, Duke Ellington, these other great piano players in the lineage. So we try to kind of connect the dots. And when we study these players, you know, what they're playing didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of who they were mentored by. And we try to kind of add our own modern element to it.
And do you do a lot of talking with your audiences to say, hey, this piece of music was composed 50, 60 years ago, and here's what we're doing? Or do you let your notes speak for themselves?
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, our program is pretty varied. We play a lot of American Songbook. You know, so we like to tell the audience if it's composed by Cole Porter or George Gershwin, Horace Silver. We also play some original music. We like to tell people about, you know, our own original pieces, why we wrote them. I think people really like to, you know, hear stories about the music, why it was composed, what it means to us. It's all part of the experience, I think.
If you're just joining us, our guests are Peter and Will Anderson. We just heard from Peter Anderson. He's also holding his saxophone, Will Anderson on the clarinet. If you think they sound exactly alike, you should hear or see what they look like. They also look alike. These are identical fraternal twins playing in a jazz trio tonight in Central Point with guitarist Alex Wentz. Peter, you just mentioned when you compose original songs. Could you tell us more about that, what the difference is for your process coming from a songbook that might date back to the first half of the last century going into new work?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, we're lucky to be playing jazz music on all these. You know, we're listening to these recordings of, you know, Thelonious Monk, Duke Ellington, Sonny Clark. They're playing all these great songs, a lot of them from the American Songbook. And that would be like composers like Cogie Carmichael and Irving Berlin. And, you know, there's hundreds and thousands of these songs. So part of our job as musicians is to learn a lot of this material, to internalize it, to perform it. And then when we go to compose music, everything we've learned about these songs, the melodies, the chord changes, the style, all of that goes into composing our own music. So you can't really have one without the other. You can't be a great composer if you don't know and have studied great music.
And when you say all that is inside of you that you've learned goes into a new composition, could you maybe play us an example of that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Okay. I think we're going to play... we're going to play one of my compositions. This is called Deja Vu.
Deja Vu.
And it has some kind of Latin elements, much like a lot of what Horace Silver composed. Mm. You know, Horace Silver was from the Virgin Islands, and, you know, all that music like the calypso, he kind of incorporated into his sound. So I decided to add a little bit of that into my own sound. So... we're going to play a song I wrote called Deja Vu, and I hope you like it.
All right. This is Peter and Will Anderson here in the Jefferson Exchange studio. Deja Vu, composed by Peter Anderson, is on deck. Thank you. Deja Vu by Peter and Will Anderson. Phenomenal guys. They're playing tonight in Central Point at the Crater Performing Arts Center. You can find more information about that show on our website, jeffexchange.org. Just about a minute left here on the program. And I noticed y'all have toured the Pacific Northwest before. Will, how do the venues and the audiences compare with what you experience in New York?
Oh, well, there's... you know, a real love for jazz out here, that's for sure. We started out in Seattle, and Seattle in particular has very strong high school jazz programs. There's a international competition called the Essentially Ellington High School Jazz Competition, and Seattle always does extremely well. And of course, in San Francisco, there's a big jazz following too. There's the SF Jazz Center, and there's lots of things going on, so that's why we love it out here.
All right, jazz from east to west here with Peter and Will Anderson, twins, jazzmen, virtuosic wind players. What a treat. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.